Hi, this is Davina Rankin and welcome to the Who Me podcast. This podcast is all about expanding your mind, opening your heart, having deep and meaningful conversations with inspiring, motivational people, and giving you helpful tips on how to live your most high vibe life. Buckle up, we're in for a ride. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Who Me the podcast. We've all just gotten through the first eclipse of 2024. What I do want to chat to you guys about is something that I've really started to understand on a completely different level in the past year. And that is that slowing down actually propels me closer to everything that I am desiring. So I have always been someone who's been in like hustle mentality, like go, go, go all the time, very much in my masculine. But in the last 2 years of my journey, I've really learned the art of slowing down and like stepping into my feminine and saying no and just going slow. It's funny because when I like say if I might be a little bit strapped for cash or I'm a bit worried that there's no invoices coming in or whatever, I'll start to get into a bit of a, you know, spiral, that lack mentality, that downward spiral when you're like, oh fuck, I need to do more, I need to work harder, or I need to like try a little bit more. It's always the way that when I'm trying too hard, things feel worse for me and it just makes me more panicked. And what I've really realized is that I've managed to overcome every obstacle that's been thrown at me thus far in my journey. So I actually have so much competence that it doesn't matter what gets thrown my way. I believe truly that I will be able to overcome it and get through it and it's going to be fine. But two, I've realized that less doing and more flowing actually works wonders for me. So I actually just will block out a whole heap of days through the month. Like I will block out every second weekend or every third weekend to do absolutely nothing, to just go for my walks in the morning, go slow, make home-cooked meals, hop in the sauna, maybe binge-watch some TV, like my favorite trashy shows that I like. Whatever it is, I just prioritize rest more than anything. Rest to me is so much more important than the doing, because rest is where my best work is done. My best ideas come to me when I'm resting. I am able to tap in more to who I am and kind of reconnect with myself again in order for me to be able to step forward more authentically and show up more myself for you guys. And when I do rest, it actually creates more of a beautiful frequency that when my energy does come through on the other side of the screen, you're able to connect with me in a better way, and people actually value that energy so much more than what it would be if I was trying to, I don't know, just post for the hell of it or get certain likes or just smash a podcast episode because I needed to or whatever. I really feel like when I slow down and I have a purpose and I have a clear vision of what I want my point to be or what I want to do or how I want to embody my message, then that is when it is the most successful. I find that when I slow down and I give myself some time off, it really fosters better focus and concentration for me. So I'm able to look at whatever challenges are ahead of me or whatever issues I'm facing, and I'm really able to tackle them accordingly. You know, I used to be the type of person that would get a text message and have to write back straight away. Or if it was a work email, I'd write back straight away. Or if there was an issue somewhere, I'd have to fix it straight away. And I'd be so stressed out about it that the whole thing would just feel so yucky in my body because I was just trying to get stuff done and get it done now to get it out of the way. But as soon as I can take a step back and react accordingly, I can do it with a lot more grace and a lot more ease, and it doesn't feel so yuck or overwhelming. I really can see that I can tackle anything. It's like I can look at it from a bird's eye view, you know? I'm really aware of being burnt out and the overwhelm, because I feel like a lot of us don't feel like we are worthy of slowing down, or we don't feel like we are worthy of a little mini holiday for ourselves. But as soon as you do, you come back and you feel like a new person, you know? So I really feel like being able to slow down and take a step back from what's going on in your world really just helps you reduce your stress, prevents your burnout, really also allows for reflection and reevaluation of your priorities, you know, what really needs your attention or what kind of things you're fixating on out of just an anxious attachment space. And I truly feel that when I do relax and I do give myself that space and I do just block out some time for myself to do nothing, it ultimately leads to greater productivity and success for me in the long term. I need to chill. I'm a projector. That's my human design. I am great at doing, you know, big bursts of energy, doing lots of things in a small amount of time, but then really needing space to come back and connect and reassess and just re-energize. That's just who I am. And guys, if you haven't done your human design yet, I would highly suggest you do, because it will tell you a lot about yourself. By living my life now with less force and more flow, it has completely changed the game for me. Whether it comes to people that I'm interacting with or opportunities or whatever, I really do not force anything anymore. And by me being able to prioritize myself and my self-care, that's actually brought me closer to more opportunities, more people that enjoy my energy, because my energy is actually vibrant. It's more vibrant now because I am looking after myself and I am saying no more. So this is just a little reminder for you, a little permission slip for you, that if things are not feeling like they are working out for you, or you feel like you are working too hard, or it's too overwhelming, or you're feeling anxious about too many things, it is a really good sign that you need to take a step back and you need to have a breather and you need to prioritize yourself first. Sometimes all you need is just a little bit of space for the magic to happen. I saw a really great quote the other day, and it was like, you can't reach for anything new if your hands are still full of yesterday's junk. Or even you can't have open arms or open hands for something new if your hands are so tightly closed on a certain outcome. You know, it's all about being open and just letting things flow and the surrender of it all. So this is just your little permission slip to go slow, take a step back, and you are allowed to have a break. Not everything needs to be done at this point. And if you are hearing this, then it's landed in your ears for this exact reason.